good morning, beautiful souls. It's around 4:44. I got woken up around 3:33. And this time the message is quite intense. And we did a healing. My partner and I did a healing. And it's about dominatrix. So I feel like I'm kind of being tortured here, so to speak, because I've been purging, fasting, in and out, eating, not eating, no sleep. You know, it's kind of really hard on my system. So I look at the calendar. I couldn't keep up with what's happening here. So after the anniversary, January 7th, of Crystal Vibes, this all happened. The revelations, the Lord Horus manifesto, and the sisterhood of the roses. And the protocol against the witches. There's so much stuff that had been revealed. And I deliver it in Facebook or Instagram. And I am tired. But I feel like we need this. We stay vigilant for the children of the sun. So, where do I begin? There's so much stories that I can't finish in one delivery. But I feel like I wanted to deliver this destroyer archetype. What is a destroyer archetype? I see it in relationships. As a living oracle, I see it in the collective. Sounds like Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Is the god of creator and destroyer. It almost feels like a cycle of new templates. When we're building a new template, a new love, new beginning, all the stuff that we've been carrying, or all the stories that we've lived in relationships will come up. We're going to rise up because you're creating a new template, a new beginning, a new year. So I look at the destroyer archetype. The negative side would be one that destroys itself. Everything that surrounds him is toxic. He's carrying toxicity, and he's carrying the unconscious, the victim story. But he's not aware of it, of course. And the positive side of the destroyer is to bring truth, clearing the illusion, clarity. Your self-worth, your value. So, look at your relationships where there is destruction. It also can present itself as addict archetype, the addiction. Maybe you have an addiction that needs to be right, or addiction to substances, platforms, shopping, all of this are archetype templates. Now, we need to have silence. 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 I did a declaration, and I would read this here, and you can follow me. I, Maria Teresa Chalcita, your first name, your legal name, declare to the lords of the lords of karma, and the lords of the Akashic Records, that I am sovereign, powerful, magnificent being of light. I ask permission for my highest good and highest potential, that this interference of, now you're going to name the interferences, which is curse, anger, betrayal, unreciprocated love, grief, sorrows, shame and pain, feelings of not being enough, any black magic, voodoo, any curse, that they will be destroyed permanently and not to enter my energy, psychic, electromagnetic field bodies. I ask that they will be removed from my creations. I ask that they will be bonded. Will be destroyed permanently, mostly to not to enter my whole being. I ask that thy will be removed from my creations. I ask that this process of exorcism with evil spirits will be sealed with Archangel Metatron, the Merkaba, and Lord Jesus. I ask that this process of exorcism with evil spirits will be done with the flow of ease and divine grace. And so it is. We need a declaration, especially spiritualists, you need to protect yourself. So I've experienced psychic attacks, and it's really difficult because you lose your mind, you lose your thought, coherence. But in the midst of it, I found how the enemy works. The enemy works actually through your emotions, like your anything that make you feel stronger. What are these spirits that needed to be bounded? They are entities, parasites, earthbound spirit, people practicing black magic, voodoo, tricksters, vampires, mastermind, greed of money, attachments, hide secrets, doubt themselves, procrastinator. Let us invoke the masters of light. We ask Archangel Metatron to open the stellar gateway, the cosmic diamond portal of the celeste. With the seraphims, the highest order of the angels, the Elohim, the prime creators, we are here as light workers, light bearers, light torchers. Bless us with divine grace. Activate our Merkaba, our divine vehicle of light. Let there be light in the world. You can visualize Mother Earth in front of us in a sacred circle. Let there be light in our world. Let there be light in our world. Let there be light in our world. And so it is.